Washington University in St. Louis recently awarded her its highest honor, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humane Letters. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
An Illinois high school teacher was recently disciplined for informing his students that they have a Fifth Amendment right to avoid self-incrimination. The students were asked to take a survey that included obnoxious questions about drug and alcohol use. The survey was not anonymous. Each student's name was printed at the top of his paper. The survey was designed to associate the students' names with their responses so that school officials could determine which students might require therapy or so-called extra help. The teacher who told the students they have Fifth Amendment rights should have been recognized as a hero. Instead, he was punished by the school board. He was assigned a list of probationary actions to complete. Only one school board member opposed the punishment. I think the board's decision was unacceptable. Schools should not punish teachers for informing students about their constitutional rights. The school superintendent had an appalling justification for punishing the teacher. He publicly stated that there was no Fifth Amendment issue at hand, but students were being asked about drug and alcohol use, and for a high school student to admit use of drugs or alcohol is admitting to breaking the law. That's precisely what the Fifth Amendment protects us from doing. School officials should not be punishing those who teach our children about the Bill of Rights. Teachers should understand and respect and teach kids about the U.S. Constitution. The school's attack on the Constitution also encroached on the rights of parents. It is the parents' duty, not the government's, to make sure that children are free from substance abuse. Caring parents should be the ones to help teenagers steer clear of destructive behavior, not government employees. And parents could serve this role if schools would not keep interfering and pretending that the village should raise the child instead of his own parents.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As a parent, are your core values being threatened by the local school district? Do you feel called to protect your own children and be an advocate for your community? At eagleforum.org, enter the blog with Phyllis Schlafly and you'll be informed and equipped to make a difference. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order.
Discuss and remember those that fought the good fight. The anti-government patriot world has lost one of its most ardent patriots. Jack McLam, 69, a military veteran, retired Phoenix police officer, and longtime patriot, died last Saturday. Following his retirement from the Phoenix Police Department in 1986, McLam became active on the patriot circuit, speaking at various events, often wearing his police uniform, and running shortwave radio shows where he discussed the truth about the New World Order. He produced a periodical called Aid and Abet Police Newsletter and, most famously, a 75-page document titled Operation Vampire Killer 2000, American Police Action Plan for Stopping World Government Rule, written back in 1992. So I just wanted to make mention of all this, and also wanted to remind everyone, you know, looking into this back in the 90s and going to gun shows, this was, you know, free internet. The only place you had to get information was going to gun shows and that type of thing. And you would see these type of booklets and information. And that's the way the grandfathers of the movement, you may say, because I always think of Jack McLam like Anthony J. Hilder and some of the others that's been fighting the fight for decades. And that's how they would get their message out. And with that said, I've got a video. I posted this on the website, thealternativemedia.com. I've got a video, just a little bit of information that I wanted to share with everyone today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. We've been having citizens meetings here in our local area. We discussed things like this FBI flyer that was handed out to police officers only. If you encounter any of these people, immediately call the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Right-wing extremists, people that make numerous references to the U.S. Constitution, are domestic terrorists. We're one of 350 families that came up here to get away from what we believe is coming as the collapse of the American civilization. We try to get the top of the mountains to build our communities because old Colonel Bill Greitz talks about the military aspect to capture the high ground. This is what a police officer used to be, and that's what I was on the city of Phoenix. I was a friend of the people. But today, this is what we have.
This one is your enforcer, and he's enforcing the New World Order locally, state, and federally. I began to change. I began to see that I was part of a corrupt system, a very evil system, and I wasn't going to do it. When they gave me an immoral order or an unlawful order, I said, no, I won't do it. That was it for my career. This is what we fight here in our two police and military organizations. We fight to educate our soldiers and police officers about their constitutional oath to defend you and your freedoms.
I'd like to bring on again our guest speaker, Jack McLam. We started something called the Aid and Abet Police Newsletter. The subtitle was Constitutional Issues for Lawmen. I was being ostracized and driven out of my career because I wanted to serve and protect the people 100%. My favorite job in the whole world was being a beat officer. Going daily to people's homes when they need you. And when you're that comfortable with what you're doing and that satisfied, you don't want to make waves. You don't want to change anything.
I've dedicated 27 years to this work as a volunteer, and my wife can tell you, we have nothing. I would love to have a home. I don't. I live in an old 1977 mobile home, single wide. My bride deserves better than that, but we live on my small medical pension, and we don't have hardly anything. But I can't stop. We have the jury box. We have the ballot box. And then we have the cartridge box. We still have our guns. It might come to violence. I pray not, you know. But we're not going to be slaves. I'm not going to see my 9 grandchildren be slaves. You know, I'm just not going to do that, you know.
That video is posted on thealternativemedia.com. You can watch it in its entirety. I cut just a section. I'm going to play this a couple of times throughout today's broadcast. I cut just a section out that I wanted to share with you. This, my friends, is Jack McLam.
I put on 40 pounds, and I have high blood pressure, and I have sugar diabetes and a tremor. So I live in a very stressful world, and it's showing on me. It's showing on my health, and hopefully my health will allow me to keep going until we win the battle against these satanic.
Okay, I guess that's going to stop right there, unfortunately. Maybe I can share that with you later, but I wanted to let everyone hear that.
Tremor. So I live in a very stressful world, and it's showing on me. It's showing on my health, and hopefully my health will allow me to keep going until we win the battle against these satanic forces that have come across upon our nation and the world. You know, I won't quit till I'm dead. I have no reason to quit. We haven't won yet.
There you have it. That is Jack McLam. I will not quit. We have not won yet. I wanted to share that with everyone. To get started in some news this hour. Should internet service providers be allowed to restrict access to websites and block certain content from customers depending on how much they pay to be connected? On Tuesday, a federal appeals court said yes. The ruling was handed down early Tuesday by way of a 2-1 decision in the United States Courts of Appeal for the District Columbia Circuit in Washington, D.C., and those who've been following the case closely say this week's decision could have colossal consequences for the way Americans access the Internet. How about that? Appellate judges were tasked with weighing whether or not U.S. Federal Communications Commission, or the FCC, has jurisdiction with regards to regulating how ISPs deliver content to Internet customers. The open Internet order adopted by the FCC in 2010 included net neutrality rules requiring broadband service providers to give consumers equal access to all lawful content on the web, but telecom giant Verizon has argued in court that federal regulators erroneously awarded themselves the ability to enforce that law. In Tuesday's ruling, the 3-panel appeals court agreed with Verizon and said the FCC has classified broadband service providers in a manner that excludes ISPs from the anti-blocking and anti discrimination requirements instilled through the open internet order. Now, following Monday's ruling, Verizon General Counsel Randall Milch released a statement suggesting that the company won't use the court's decision to censor content to customers. Today's decision will not change customers' ability to access and use the internet as they do now, Milch said. Verizon has been and remains committed to the open internet, which provides consumers with competitive choices and unblocked. We will finish this up on the other side of the break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Barron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
But if you're looking for news and information, go to republicbroadcasting.org. Support Republic Broadcasting, the great crew and the work John Stattmiller is doing. Just to finish up this story on net neutrality, its ruling means that internet users will be pitted against the biggest phone and cable companies. And in the absence of any oversight, these companies can now block and discriminate against their customers' communications at will. Craig Aaron, the CEO of consumer advocacy advocacy group Free Press said in a statement released on Tuesday. The reason I wanted to share this information with you today was the internet has made such a great way for people to get news and information. I mean, I, for one, I talked about it a little bit last hour. The only way I had to get news and information in the 90s was, you know, by mail or going to gun shows and that kind of thing. It was really hard to get a lot of news and information. But once, and, you know, I've shared this with you before, when Waco happened, it was my wake-up call. That's when I started going to gun shows. That's when I knew something desperately had to be wrong in this country, when I watched the government burn down a church full of women and children. Now we're watching the government murder women and children in foreign countries. But it was hard to get information. I actually started a radio broadcast in the late 90s on this very radio station, WDSL. But when 9/11 happened and I saw the lies that the government was telling there is when I really got interested in educating myself and looking into things. And the internet was the pathway. I mean, if you want to learn about the Federal Reserve banking system, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg, Northwood's document, I mean, we could go on and on and on. Agenda 21. The internet's there for you. So there's going to be a concerted effort to come against the freedom of the internet as this thing moves forward, which it's going to do. So you have to watch any of these cases that has to do with net neutrality, because right now the internet is a double-edged sword. One, it can be used by people like us to get information, to educate ourselves or other people, to learn about things that we're not aware of. But at the same time, this very same internet is being used by the NSA and governments to track and eavesdrop on all the people. It's actually a tool of the police state, you may say. And you know, in the video that I played for you, Jack McLam, which is posted on the website, thealternativemedia.com, he had two little statues up, and he was referring to what policemen looked like when he was a policeman and when he was growing up, which is exactly what they looked like when I was growing up. And now, when you look at the news, especially if you see any of these, when the G20, G8, any of those are meeting, how far we have come in such a short period of time. What will it be like in just a few short years? Now, this is coming in from New York Times this past week. The National Security Agency has implanted software in nearly 100,000 computers around the world that allows the United States to conduct surveillance on those machines and can also create a digital highway for launching cyber attacks. New York Times reporting this. While most of the software is inserted by gaining access to computer networks, the NSA has increasingly made use of a secret technology that enables it to enter and alter data in computers, even if they are not connected to the internet. Even if they're not connected to the internet. According to NSA documents, computer experts, and American officials, the technology, which the agency has used since 2008, relies on a covert channel of radio waves that can be transmitted from a tiny circuit board and USB cards inserted into the computers. In some cases, they are sent to a briefcase-sized relay station that intelligence agencies can set up miles away from the target. Wow, I thought this was just fascinating to see what technology they're allowing the peasantry to know that they have at their disposal. Now, if they're allowing us to know this, what do they really have? The radio frequency technology has helped solve one of the biggest problems facing American intelligence agencies for years, getting into the people's computers. And some American partners have tried to make improvisations to spying or cyber attacks. In most cases, the radio frequency hardware must be physically inserted by a spy, a manufacturer, or a unwitting user. The NSA calls its efforts more an act of active defense against foreign cyber attacks than a tool to go on the offensive, But when Chinese attackers place similar software on computer systems of American companies or government agencies, American officials have protested, often at the presidential level. So I wanted to share this story with you because the technology is evolving so rapidly now. You know, it's all been admitted to where, you know, your webcam can be turned on by remote control. Your phone don't even have to be on to be eavesdropping. We are paying for and carrying our own tracking systems now. I mean, if you sit back and you think about it, anywhere you go, what's everyone doing? They're looking down at their smartphone. Everyone now has got a smartphone. And we have, I don't know if you could even say it's been incrementally, we have been rushed into a movement now of the vast technology. And you see the TV commercials where they have speed pass and everyone's flowing. It's just like it's musical. It's just working perfectly. And then someone comes up to pay cash and everything stops. The music stops. The next generation the youth today are living in a world where they've never not known the internet. They're the generation that has completely been raised on Google and YouTube and the internet. And they embrace the technology. I think that's what is meant for them to do by the powers that be. That's why, look how much cheaper all the technology has gotten. And it is going to make it so much easier to implement a cashless society. One, when the people don't resist it, they actually embrace it. They're already moving toward it. How many people do you know that go around completely cashless now? A lot. A lot of people's already there now. So it's not a broad step to get us the rest of the way. And now, and I fully agree with the day that, the week that everything had broken with Edward Snowden, we had Tex Mars on that Saturday. And he said he believed it was all meant for this information to come out so that the American people will digest it, then accept it, and move on. That's exactly what we do every time. The government's trading guns for drugs, fast and furious. We digest it, accept it, move on. The southern border's wide open. We digest it and accept it. We're going to be involved in this never-ending war on terrorism. We're going to throw trillions of dollars at it. We move on. We're going to give the bankers that caused the economic collapse trillions of dollars and tell them to fix it. The American people move on. The EPA is going to regulate all the waterways. We move on. Monsanto can continue suing farmers who inadvertently have... We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media Fair and back in moments.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Whew, Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
This is Radio for Truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. And you know, over the last several months, we've discussed a lot about the NSA, Edward Snowden, the communication grid that's being placed in America to where you have zero privacy. And the news and information just keeps coming out. You know, and I don't know if the average American Joe is paying attention to this or even if they care. Because they always frame this as They're doing this to protect us from the terrorists, even though now they've admitted that all this collection, all this information hasn't had anything to do with preventing terrorist acts. And I can tell you this, as long as the government of the United States continues to go over into foreign countries and murder women and children with drones or by whatever means necessary, there will be terrorist activities at times. Here and abroad. And the reason for it is that's called blowback. It incites hatred, and there will be, of some way, shape, or form, there will always be some type of retaliation as long as we continue in that endeavor. I don't know why that's so hard for everyone to understand, but I thought this was an interesting article from The Guardian this past week. The National Security Agency has collected almost 200 million text messages a day from across the globe. Now, it makes me wonder, if you're collecting 200 million text messages a day, Now, how many people do they have sifting through that? Now, I know they have computer systems that they're running this through, and they're looking for keywords and this kind of thing. But, I mean, look how vast this has been exposed to be. I mean, Edward Snowden, no matter who he works for or what he is or why he done it, has brought to light something that most people did not believe that our government was actually doing. Using them to extract data, including, now listen to this, location, contact networks, and credit card details, according to the top secret documents. The untargeted collection and storage of the text messages, include their contacts, is revealed in the joint investigation between The Guardian and the UK's Channel 4 News based on material provided by NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. The documents also reveal the UK spy agency has made use of the NSA database to search the metadata of untargeted and unwarranted communications belonging to people in the UK as well. The NSA program, codenamed Dishfire, collects pretty much everything it can. Rather than merely storing the communications of existing surveillance targets, the NSA has made extensive use of its vast text message database to extract information on people's travel plans, their contact books, their financial transactions, and more, including individuals that are under absolutely no suspicion of any illegal activity. An agency presentation from 2011 submitted text messages, a gold mine to exploit, reveals the program collected an average of 194 text messages a day in April of just that year alone. In addition to storing the messages themselves, a further program known as Prefer conducted automated analysis of the untargeted communications. So here in America, while our government likes to preach democracy and freedom around the world, while our government holds itself up in such a high esteem that it's supposed to tell every other country what kind of weapons it can have or should have and run the foreign policy of as many countries as humanly possible, here at home, the very same government will just take out your Bill of Rights and shred it and expect you to accept it because they are in the position of protecting you. They frame themselves as savior while you're supposed to grovel and allow your rights to just disappear. And it's exactly what we're doing. I'll say we because we are all being subjected to this and we're putting up with it. We're allowing it. Well, what are we supposed to do about it? You know, that's a great question because writing your congressman or your senator is completely useless. And they know this, so they are just continuing. It's like a boa constrictor, and they're just continuing to tighten the noose on freedom in America. You know, I talk a lot about the Republicrats and the Democons, and it just makes me sick how the two-party system works. You know, they just continue selling us out. They continue allowing this legislation to pass. They don't represent we the people. And in my opinion, we've become about the laughing stock of the world. The American people putting up with this type of government, which has the audacity to frame itself as freedom when they are evaporating the rights of we the people. We have no rights to expect any kind of privacy in America. You really don't have the right anymore to expect due process of the law, given the National Defense Authorization Act, the fact that the government practiced rendition and torture, permanent detainment. I mean, all these things are serious, and they're rarely talked about. Just the Monsanto story in the court this past week, you would be hard-pressed to find that information in any kind of the mainstream media. They keep you fixated on nothing, like Justin Bieber, stuff like that, worried about football. That kind of thing. While what's really going on, you know, the magician twirls his cane while he's doing something with his other hand. And that's exactly what the mainstream media in America has become. The mainstream media in America is completely useless. Useless. All of them. All of them. Turn all of them off. And you have to look to alternative sources of media in other parts of the world even to try to get to anything like what's really going on. I know that's hard for a lot of people to believe, and it's a sad condition in America, but that is what our mainstream media in America has reduced itself to and has become. That's why you've got broadcasts like Republic Broadcasting doing the work the mainstream media will not do. You know, we could talk about so many different events, but just look what happened in Syria, where Obama was rushing to try to use that as a pretense to go to war. Our government here in the United States is the first one now to try to rush to war. You know, the two-party, one-party system has taken us from the greatest creditor nation in the history of the world to the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world. The two-party, one-party system has allowed our manufacturing base to just evaporate. They're taking down our way of life. Our children are looking like they're going to be poorer for the first time. The next generation is going to be worse off than the last. These problems that we see facing America are the results of the control of the two-party, one-party system. Don't you find it interesting when they go in other countries and they want to have elections, they'll allow 16 candidates to run. More the merrier. But here in America, you can only have two parties. Try to get the Constitution Party to run on a national level. They have a hard-pressed fight because the way the deck is stacked. They want to keep you in this left-right paradigm. You have sellout trader A or sellout trader B. You can rotate the puppet, but the foreign policy stays the same. The domestic policy stays the same. Nothing really changes. I mean, if Barack Obama was a real president, he was working for the economy of America, given the fact that now he's been there 6 years, couldn't a president that really wanted to accomplish something and make changes do something? Absolutely, they could, but they don't. They're following their masters. They're following the agenda. That is why it continues the way it does. That's why I don't sign petitions. That's why I don't get involved in that. It's because I consider it utterly useless. I consider it a waste of my time. I see what happens in Washington, D.C. It's predictable. How many times in the last 5 years on this broadcast have we predicted what would be the outcome of different legislation or Supreme Court rulings? It's very predictable. If it's good for big business, if it's good for the military-industrial complex, if it's good for big pharma, if it's good for big oil, if it's good for Monsanto, it always passes. If it's good for middle-class America, it always goes down in flames. And that is just the test. That's the only test you really need to be able to see through it for yourself. And, you know, all these things, look into them for yourself. Study them for yourself. Don't believe it because I say it. AlternativeMedia.org, all the information's there. RepublicBroadcasting.org, you've got many, many tools at your disposal to educate yourself. When we come back, too much TV may have brain damage. Mail online. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Back on the studio saying, "Give me liberty or let's give you death." And I wanted to get the story in today. And next hour, we're going to be taking phone calls all next hour. We've got a report coming in from John in Tennessee, and we're going to take phone calls for the rest of the broadcast next hour. Children who watch too much TV may have damaged brain structures. Now, this was done by the Daily Mail. MRI brain scans showed children who spent the most hours in front of the box had greater amounts of gray matter in regions around the frontal polar cortex, the area of the front of the frontal lobe. But this increased volume was a negative thing as it was linked with lower verbal intelligence, said the authors from the University of Sendai. They suggested gray matter could be compared to body weight and said these brain areas needed to be pruned during childhood in order to operate efficiently. These areas showed developmental cortical thinning during development, and children with superior IQs showed the most vigorous cortical thinning in this area, the team wrote. They highlighted the fact that unlike learning a musical instrument, for example, programs we watch on TV do not necessarily advance to a higher level, speed up, or vary. When this type of increase in level of experience does not occur with increasing experience, there is less of an effect on the cognitive functioning, they wrote. The author has said the impact of watching TV on the structural development of the brain has never before been really investigated. In conclusion, TV viewing is directly or indirectly associated with the development of children's brains, they wrote. Now, you know, we are looking, for one, we've got a whole generation that the TV has become their babysitter. And, I mean, even people in their 40s grew up watching a lot of TV. I mean, I watched a lot of TV growing up. But look at what we watched. Wow, look how different it was than what our youth is watching today. And I'm referring to the amount of violence. And, of course, the amount of sex. The TV that they're watching today is just completely different. And then, of course, you factor in those of us in our 40s growing up. If you had a gaming system, you were lucky. And what'd you have, an Atari? You know, you were playing Pong or something, Pac-Man. Now it is just blood and guts. It is so violent. Our youth is being raised in a completely different manner, a completely different world practically than the generation before it. And we're seeing the results of it. You know, last week I was looking at some of the news and a flash mob, you know, that's a new phenomenon, a new term we speak about today. And I guess they had used social media, so whatever you want to refer to that as. Like 500 of them had shown up at a convenience store, and the cameras first were showing them out under, you know, where the gas pumps are. Then they rushed the convenience store and just loot the place out with the guy working, tries to shut the doors, but, you know, there's a mob coming in and out of youth. So he's assaulted several times. And, of course, then they all scatter and run, and then they interviewed the police, and they said, you know, we maybe could charge them with organized crime. Many different charges that we can lay upon the ones that we can identify. That is what's happening in our country today. I mean, the violence, just looking at your local news, it's unbelievable sometimes. And this is where I live, is in an area where growing up, you know, you could watch the local news forever and not see a murder, you know, and we didn't have home invasions. I remember growing up when the churches was unlocked. Do you remember that? When the churches was unlocked. Wow, that does not exist today, now does it? Our society has become, we're a society in decline in so many different ways, but our society has become so much more violent. So much more of a me generation. Give me. Someone else produce and give me. And we are reaping the benefits of it. We're seeing it in so many different ways. And this study is just the latest. We know watching TV. I mean, you know, when I say pink duck, you have to think pink duck. But when you're looking at television, it just, your mind just relaxes. It slows down. It has a hypnotic effect. And the television has made such a drastic change in our society in so many of the wrong directions. Wanted to get this in this hour. Came in from Gallup. The Gallup polls, you know. More Americans worse off financially than a year ago. Washington, D.C., more Americans, 42%, say they are financially worse off now than they were a year ago, reversing the lower levels found over the past 2 years. Just more than a third of Americans say their financial situation has improved from a year ago. These results came from Gallup's annual Mood of the Nation poll conducted January 5th through the 8th. Gallup has found that Americans' economic confidence, self-reported consumer spending, and perceptions of job creation improved only slightly in 2013, despite Americans' more positive views of the overall U.S. economy in 2013. Nearly two-thirds believe that their personal financial situation deteriorated over the past year. So, you know, it's interesting to see how the television keeps telling everyone the recession's over, and the television keeps trying to paint the picture that things are getting better. And trust me, nobody wants that more than me. But then when you get a grip on that thing we call reality and you look at what is really going on, and wow, if you try to digest what's right around the bend as well, you can see that a jobless recovery is an impossibility, and that the things the federal government does is not creating jobs in any kind of way, which is not the role of the federal government to start with. In fact, if you could just get the government out of the way, then we maybe could somehow stumble forward. The government never being the solution, always being the problem. But we just continue down this same sad path. You know, it saddens me to ride by the areas in this county or neighboring counties where it used to have a vibrant manufacturing base. You see, I remember when you could come out of high school and you could go and get a decent job with a livable wage, and it may even have some benefits like health insurance. But see, that has become a thing of the past. That has become a dinosaur. And the two-party, one-party system is what's got us there. And as you ride through those neighborhoods now and just see the grass growing up through the parking lot of these gigantic buildings sitting empty because there's no manufacturing going on in this country, we have become such a service industry. It is a sad testimony for this once great nation that had such ability to create jobs and wealth and employ our next generation. Now we are sitting here with our elderly having to choose between food and medicine, and our youth having to choose between what in the world do I try to do to make a living in this country. And it does not have to be this way. But the broken system in Washington, D.C. won't allow it to be any other way, because our politicians have sold out the American people. And the results of that, the facts of that, is around you in so many different ways. But most people don't want to wake up and face the facts. I've got several other news stories we may get into. The U.S. House passed a bill ravaging toxic waste law on the same day as the West Virginia chemical spill. I thought that was a very interesting story. We may get into some of that as well. Fukushima radiation reaches 8 times government standards. If you've not been able to follow that story, it's the story that just absolutely will not go away. China's holdings of U.S. treasuries increased $12.2 billion to a record $1.317 trillion in November. Data was just released by the Treasury Department end of last month. We'll look at those stories and others. John from Tennessee is going to be calling in right after the top of the hour break. You know, we were talking about the EPA regulating the waterways. He's got some information he's going to be sharing with us. After that, taking phone calls all next hour. If you'd like to go ahead and get in line, share your information, agree, disagree, 1-800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Love to take phone calls. Sometimes listeners have the best information. Share your experiences or your views on any of these stories or any other stories that are pertinent to what's going on in the country today. I'll say it again, only together can we affect change. Again, the phone number, 1-800-313-9443. Stay with me, back after the top of the hour break.